Hello.
Level 32 podcast.
Your ass finally got the shit right.
Bro, nah, bro, like, it's not working on the app, bro. Like, I mean,
nigga, all I do- hey, you right? Because they done fucked the app up. I'm not even going to cap. Like, this shit different. Even though I got an ad for this bitch for my podcast, but this shit, it was an Anchor ad, not a Spotify for podcasters ad.
Right, and I'm, because I was looking for it, and I didn't see no Anchor, bro. Like, so,
bro, they, look, I didn't know they changed the name of the shit until you said something. You was like, nigga, I don't see it. And then I looked at the, I went to the app store, and I saw that bitch say, Spotify podcast is update. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Hell yeah. But welcome to the Level 32 podcast, young nigga. You feel me? My name is Black King, as you already know. You know what I'm saying?
Man, your name is Mr. Robinson.
Wait. Damn. But this my boy, well-rounded. You know what I'm saying? Met this brother off of Twitter. You feel me? This is a young Black entrepreneur, affluent entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? This nigga drive buses, nigga, and not just any buses, nigga, lit buses. You feel me? We gonna get into talking about
his. Let me correct you. Let me correct you real quick. Because people like to say that, yo, I'm just a bus driver. You just a truck driver, nigga. And I'm trying not to cuss. I am a motor coach operator. I am an owner operator. I ain't just your ordinary bus driver or your ordinary truck driver.
Talk your shit.
I own my own buses. I own my own trucks. Huh. I work on my own buses and I work on my own trucks. Meaning as if some shit go down, bro, like shit break down, the driver calls me, what's wrong with the truck? What's wrong with the bus? And I got to go fix that shit. I'm 24 years old, man. Name another 24-year-old Norm that own his own transportation company. So I mean,
man, talk your shit, brother.
Bro, I don't like being, I'm not no braggy, I'm not no boastful ass person, bro, but
you don't like being belittled.
Fuck no.
Exactly. I feel you, my brother, on God. And I wasn't trying to belittle you. You feel me? You know, we talk shit all the time. But one thing you don't check me on my own podcast, nigga. But, I'm just playing. But yeah, we got a multitude of topics I wanted to talk about, especially with your ass, nigga. You a wild nigga on Twitter.
I'm not wild, bro. Like, I listen, but just because you hear me in space, I say a lot of. I don't call myself a troll, bro. But I don't take things. I don't take the internet too seriously, bro. Like, you know, we can have serious conversations and we can choke a lot, and we shoot the shit a lot, bro. But I'm not very wild. I think I'm very tame, bro. Like, I don't. And to be honest, I'm very antisocial, bro. Like, y'all, I'm just cool with y'all, and I can actually talk to y'all. I don't really just like kick it and hee hee and ha ha with a lot of people. So,
word. So, hold on. Give me one second. I'm gonna take this jacket off real quick. This shit making noise. God damn! I should have did this before the shit. I didn't know the bitch was gonna work, so I wasn't prepared. But
yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah, you right about that. You know what I'm saying? You don't joke with a lot of niggas on Twitter and shit like that. But I will say, nigga, you a messy ass nigga on them spaces.
I'm not that messy, bro. I'm not. First of all, I'm not messy, bro. Like, we're gonna be real. We're gonna keep this shit all the way tall. And I ain't gonna name niggas' name, bro. But I ain't messy, bro. Like, I don't start beef and shit. I don't get in big spaces where I know it's other messy ass people and get up on the stage and say he say she say me say D say mumbo jumbo bullshit. You know, that's not how I roll. I might just talk a lot of shit when we're around the family on some shit, and I might say some shit here or there. But I mean,
yeah,
come on, man. That ain't none of how I
play, nah, bro. for sure. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to you about your thoughts on Twitter spaces and these people in these Twitter spaces. You know what I'm saying? The overall vibe of it, you feel me? I want to talk about what your thoughts on the Black community. I want you to talk about your business and things of that nature as well, because I know you want to, you know what I'm saying, plug your shit, of course. You feel me? As you should. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing you trying to you getting some traction on your posts about your what you call it again? Motor coach.
Yeah,
your trucking.
You can say trucking. It's a we call it. We're just not trucks and we're just not buses. So we're both like we got four trucks and we got about 8 buses. So like, whew. Yeah, it's a lot of shit, bro. But when I was a kid, bro, my father and my grandfather, bro, like we were as a kid, our company was called Superior Motor Coach in Atlanta, bro. Like we were one of the largest black owned bus companies in the Southeast, like I'm talking about the whole Southeast, when you had Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, that whole Tennessee, that whole region, bro. We were one of the largest black-owned companies in the Southeast, bro. Like we had my dad and my granddad had over 40 buses when I was a kid, bro. So buses is really all I know, bro. To be honest, bro. Like so, right. I mean, it's now that I'm 24 and I'm actually in business with my dad, bro. I went to Clark. I played football, majored in psychology, bro. The pandemic happened, bro, where you had COVID kind of shut a lot of shit down, man. And I was 2 semesters away from graduating college at the time, bro. So, and I finished the semester of spring 2020 online because, you know, COVID, they put us on the whole country, went on a quote-unquote lockdown or whatnot. And yeah. I'm going to be honest, bro. I barely made it through, bro. Like, I was never, even when I was in college, bro, I didn't really take, I ain't gonna say I didn't take it serious, bro, but
your ass was partying and shit.
I wouldn't say partying. I was doing other things with women and playing football. So, I mean, just to put it mildly, bro. So, like, going to class, it would take me a lot just to go to class, bro. So, you think I'm finna sit on the computer, bro, at home, bro, when I got a whole bunch of shit going on, and you think I'm finna sit there and I barely went to class when I was on campus, living on campus. So you think I'm going to be at home and open up my computer and do the work? Now, some people, and this is no knock on people, some people, hey, my hat's off to you. You can do that. Well-rounded. My name is Stephen McClarty. I couldn't do that, bro. Like, so I wasn't even – when the pandemic happened, they came around to, we're not going to be on campus during the fall. Then NCAA, because – I played Division II football, so the SIAC, they canceled their whole fall sports, bro. So when they said that football was canceled for the fall of 2020, I was just like, what the fuck I'm still in school for, bro? Because, like, I mean, yeah, I could have did the shit where, hey, man, try to gut it out and try to finish school, bro, but I'm going to just be honest with you, bro. My heart wasn't in that shit, bro. Like, it's with me, bro. A lot of shit, bro. It's either I'm all in or I'm just not doing the shit at all, bro. That's just how I've always been set up in my mindset. Because, bro, I played football from the time I was 3 years old, bro, to, like, I was probably, like, 22 years old, bro. Like, I played that shit a long time. I played from red ball to middle school ball, high school ball, and I was – the good Lord blessed me with enough athletic talent to get a college football scholarship, whether it be Division I, D2, whatever level of sports you play on college in college and whatever level and whatever respect of sport, bro. Like, it's a blessing, bro, because they can go through whatever. You play basketball, football, baseball, bro, soccer, whatever it is. If you are talented enough to let a college that is on whatever level of college sports, bro, come to your high school and find you, bro. Like, you are in the – forget the pros, fuck the professional part of that shit. If a college team or whatever sports comes to you and say, hey, you good enough to come play for our respective team at whatever level of this shit, bro, you need to give yourself a pat on the back, bro, because a lot of motherfuckers don't even get to do that shit, bro. So
– facts. That's
right. I feel like a lot of people, like – I know I never really had the dream of trying to go play NFL ball, because, bro, I've always been a realist, bro. Like, I look at this shit like, because when I was in high school, bro, I played center, bro. Like, I played offensive line, bro. So, like, I was 6 foot playing offensive line. My coach in high school, like, when I was in high school, we played my four of my years in high school. I played in Georgia high school 5A, 5 and 6A. I played for a state championship game my sophomore year, bro. Like my 4 years in high school, we were one of the top five teams in the state of Georgia, bro. So like, and I had a head coach by the name of Corey Bernard Jarvis. One of the, he love you, bro, but he's a hard ass, hard nosed football.
He gonna be
coach
on your ass.
And he's gonna put you in the best. He gonna put you in the position to make the team succeed. So coming up, like, and I played as a freshman, played as a sophomore, junior, senior, bro. I made what like three all region teams. I was honorable mention for all state in Georgia high school football, bro. I don't brag or boast, bro, but I've really accomplished some shit out here, bro, playing high school football and playing college ball, bro. So me to go to a school called Clark Atlanta University with my grandfather, Jesse McClarty, is the most winningest coach in the school history. Like, the stadium is named after him. My grandfather was one of the first, he was the first black African-American male named to the college football rules committee, bro. This is back in the 70s and shit, bro. Like, when black people were still goddamn getting the stripes and all the wars we had against being in this country, bro. So, like, well, a proud institution where my grandfather played and coached at when it was formerly, before it became Clark Atlanta, it was Clark College for a long bit of time, where my aunt went, my dad went, my dad played football, played in the 90s, in the Hall of Fame. My grandfather's in the Hall of Fame, bro. So, like, for me to be able to follow in their footsteps and be able to continue a legacy, bro, where I was in school, and at the time, like, the stadium, like, you could walk into the stadium. My dad and my granddad, they own the wall in the facility, bro. Like, so, I mean, that's just, I've seen a lot of legends. Yeah, legends, bro. And I don't like to talk about that shit, bro. Like, I don't like to but it's twofold. What the business that I'm in now with buses and trucks, my dad and my granddad, they well known in the state of Georgia, the city of Atlanta, really all up and down this country, bro. So what I'm doing right now, bro, like, I'm trying to create my own, and I am creating my own lane with this shit, because I work on shit. Like, I'm a mechanic in training. Like, one thing that my dad and my granddad, that's why I feel like I'm going to be better than them, because, shit, I don't got no problem getting up on the bus and working on this shit. Like, they would pay some, they would call somebody and pay somebody to fix this shit.
And you doing it on your own shit.
That's, at the end of the day, it's going to it's getting to the point where I work on other niggas shit. Like, I work on other people shit. Like, it's like, hey, damn, let Steve, they, motherfuckers say, motherfucker, damn, let Steve working on a bus. I remember that boy was goddamn a kid being around and shit. Not working around town, but let Steve working on these bitches. He driving them, man. Like, so I'm creating my own name with this shit, in this shit, and I'm creating value, bro. So, like, I'm trying to put myself in a position, like, whenever my dad gone, man, I'll be able to stand on this shit, stand on my own two feet, and I'm gonna make this shit, I'm gonna take this shit to a whole nother level. Like, that just with business wise and shit, I'm gonna put this shit on. Like, and I don't, like, as a kid, I saw how much stress and how much that shit was. Cause, bro, having, like, you don't understand, bro, like, running a business, bro, like, when, and like, my dad and my grandfather, they made over like $4-5 million in money in the revenue and business, bro. So, like, I've seen that shit, bro. I know what it takes to run a successful business, bro. That shit don't happen overnight, bro. It's a whole bunch of ins and outs that come with that shit, bro. Where you have to, shit, you gotta, being an owner, first of all, let's put it like, you, let's start right here. Being an owner, an entrepreneur, fuck the operator part. Being an owner of any business, bro, you gotta work when other motherfuckers say, fuck you, bro. I'm tired, bro. I'm finna go home. You gotta work when other motherfuckers don't wanna work, bro.
Facts.
That's like, that's just the bottom line. And a lot of people, it's funny you talking about Twitter spaces. The first time you want to talk about Twitter spaces or whatnot, a lot of people don't understand what it takes.
How business actually work.
It, bro, like, you, a lot of people want to say, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. I run this business. Motherfucker, do you really, like, first of all, do you even know what it takes to have a,
to be a boss?
Not even the boss shit, because that comes into play, bro. But we talking about, like, whatever business, like, bro, we got $1 million policy on our buses. shit, bus note insurance be like down to like $8,000-$10,000, bro. Like, do you know how what it takes to, first of all, like, and whatever, you, it's insurance that you got to,
bro. Then you got to have people, bro. Like, you got to have,
you in this business, what I'm in, bro, like, you is safest first, bro. Like, you got people's lives. It's one thing when you driving a truck, bro, like, and you got a load on your back and you just got a bunch of packages in that shit. That's one thing, bro. That shit be heavy, bro, but
it's that a difference when you got... That's a different kind of movie because you got to take care of the people on the bus, too.
Bro, you got all these people and people's lives in your hand, bro. Like, and you will be at fault if there's some shit go down, bro. Like, that's just it ain't no way around that, man. So,
I want you to speak on, because I, you know, I just got the accomplishment myself of getting my Class A CDL with no restrictions.
But congratulations, bro.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. I just had my graduation today. My people pulled up on me and shit like that. Almost made a nigga cry. You feel me? But, yeah, I want you to speak on, because we're going to get to other topics as we go. You feel me? We got time. You know what I'm saying? If you need to let me know anything as the podcast, go ahead, text me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I have it in the court. You feel me?
But I'm sitting on the bus, so I'm waiting on. I'm down here in Clearwater Beach, Florida with this baseball team, and I'm sitting ahead of the game. So I gotta crank the bus up by like 5 minutes. So I don't know if we can pause because it's gonna be kinda loud. So I don't
We can pause. Nah, ain't no issue.
But we can keep going right now, but
I got you for sure. So, look, I want you to speak on two things before your time comes. What I learned in school is that a lot of people don't understand when it comes to the CDL shit that you're not held to the same standards as a four-wheeler or, you know what I'm saying, a regular person with a driver's license, you feel me? You held to a federal standard.
DOT don't play, bro. Bruh, don't play.
A lot of people don't understand that like you work a lot of hours when you do drive these buses and a person with a CDL driving they tractor trailers and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drive a lot of hours and shit like that. What people don't understand is on the outside that don't go into this field, you go over 70 hours in an 8 day time frame, I do believe. Maybe seven. And you get caught by DOT, you paying an $11,000 fine.
Yeah. See, oh no, bro, you got it's mandatory, bro. You got to have 10 hours. Like you see, what it's in, like it's the ELD electronic log database, bro.
Yep.
You gotta have like it's 24 hours in a day. You only get 10 hours allotted driving time, bro. You go over them 10 hours, bro. Like and they state trooper whatever pull you over, bro. They see that shit, man. Bro, they will shut you down, my nigga. They will down there take your license, bro. Like they don't play. DOT does not play that shit, bro. Like that you can't play around with that shit. So when you said like, hell yeah, bro. When you have your commercial driver license, bro. Like class A, B, whatever you got, bro. Like you are held to a higher standard, bro. Cause like one. Let's be real, bro. Like, I know I'm in Georgia, bro. Like, motherfuckers see a big-ass bus or a big-ass truck coming by, bro. They think that person don't know how to drive. Now, granted, bro, I will be 100. I will 110%, bro. I pride myself on and my young, just me, I'm only been in the game probably like a year, 2 years, bro. But I pride myself of being able. Damn, they getting an ending, bro. Give me like 5 minutes, bro. Like,
are you good?
Cause I know it's gonna make some sounds, bro. So how can we start over? Like we can like, cause I got to once I get to the hotel, I'll be able to talk for.
Yeah, this will be saved. We good.
All right, damn, that's 20 minutes. All right, bet. So what I need to do to like, we can just end it right here.
And yeah, I'm gonna end it right here, and then just text me when you're ready.
All right, that's a bet. Yeah.
All right. Hello?
What's up?
You ready, young nigga?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, for sure. All right. We already did the introduction. I'm saying it's my boy, Will Rodney. Let's get back into it. All right. Where you want to start this time? Because you already gave your introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And basically your background.
Right.
So, all right. I want you to go ahead and tell me how you feel about Twitter Spaces.
Oh, how I feel about Twitter Spaces. I feel like, bro, they're a good, Twitter Spaces can be good and bad at the same time, depending on how you use them.
Mm.
If you're trying to, well, let's just start here. Twitter is an app where you can make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it for leisure. Some people use it to monetize themselves. I mean, hey, I don't knock anybody that just trying to make a dollar off themselves. If you can do it off the internet, hey, by all means, go ahead. But as far as like Twitter Spaces, I feel like a lot of people, they aren't who they say they are. They just get on like, it's one thing because if you notice, Instagram doesn't have a
for people to portray themselves as what they want to be?
No, I ain't gonna say that because you damn sure can do the same thing on Instagram. Like, motherfuckers be.
That's what I was saying for Instagram.
Yeah, but the way Twitter Spaces is set up, bro, we can live like, bro, people can real like wake up in the morning, talk to people from sun up to sundown. You can't do that on Instagram, bro. Like, I mean, yeah, you can go live, bro, but I guess that's a certain way, but. Twitter Spaces is like a more, it's kind of very intimate because, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm
going to put it like this. From what I've seen on Twitter Spaces is that you have a bunch of people telling all their fucking business.
Very messy.
And getting messy with a bunch of people they ain't never met in their life and probably won't ever meet in their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They just talking to a bunch of strangers and telling their whole life story. You feel me? And I feel like, to me, a lot of these conversations that's being had in these Twitter spaces is coming into real life too. You know what I'm saying? The whole diaspora war that happened on Twitter. Right. That leaked into real life. I've been using one of your quotes.
My quotes? What you mean, my quotes? I ain't got no quotes.
You gotta.
Well, read it to me, man. What I got?
These fake ass voice of the voices ass niggas.
I'm dead. That's crazy. Okay, yeah, you can say that. I guess I'll take credit for that one. But yeah, you do got a lot of fake ass wannabe Russell Wolfing niggas on Twitter, bro. Specifically on Twitter Spaces.
Mm.
But hey, man, like I said, bro, like I just know how to. I know how to read into people's real well. I sniff out the bullshit, man. And don't get me wrong, like I might go along with the shit, but that don't mean that I'm taking any type of knowledge from you. Well, I take that back because I learn from people. I learn from everybody. I learn from people. I learn from the Jay off the street to a man that's down there like older than me, my granddad. I take stuff from everybody that I encounter in my life.
Right.
I like to continue to learn. I'm 24. I'm still learning. I don't know everything, but I take the good, the bad, the ugly from everybody. So, I mean, so as far as me listening to a nigga on Twitter Spaces, bro, I'm like, hey.
You take it for what it is type shit.
Yeah, and I just know, like, some people a lot of black men have they just got this ego where they got to talk and they want to be heard, man, and they don't even be knowing you sound dumb as hell, bro. You really need to shut up, bro. But I'm past the point in my life of trying to tell niggas, like, bro, you sound crazy, bro. So I just let niggas be crazy in peace, man. Just, hey, if you got niggas, if you host the spaces every day, man, or every other day, or once a week, and you can get 7 to 10 people coming to space, who am I to tell you you're doing something wrong? Because it's obvious that shit, you've built some type of following that wants to hear that shit, whether it's good or bad. So who am I to tell you?
See, I get that point of view, but I've been trying to tell a few key people for sure that you on these Twitter spaces and shit like that. Say you get like 20, 30 people in these spaces, right? On a consistent basis. Nigga, none of that money is coming to you. And people don't understand that you consistently have 20, 30 people in your space. That you open a space every day type shit. Nigga, you get a certain amount of engagement. Nigga, you should be making money off of that. You feel me? All that money going to Elon Musk. You know what I'm saying? You're not even using your platform that you are creating for yourself to make money. And you just in these spaces just talking shit just to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Speaking on topics that you can go make money off speaking on these topics.
Right.
So I get your point. You know what I'm saying? Who are you to tell somebody? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of these people are unwise how much money that you could be making with just having your own platform and shit. I be trying to tell niggas make a podcast and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know that you've been thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? And I applaud you for that thought process. And I ask you to, you know what I'm saying, continue going for that. Because, nigga, this ain't nothing. Look, I'm not making no money off this shit right now because I'm building myself. But at the end of the day, one, I feel like it's therapy type shit. You feel me?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Two, you know what I'm saying? It's a safe space for me to I want to feel, you know? But at the end of the day, I'm trying to build it to the point where I can make some money off of it because these are my words and I should be making money off my words. Regardless, and not just saying some shit in spaces, you know what I'm saying, being wild as possible and not profiting off of it on another nigga type shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But all right. Well, why you be all in? You ain't been in it that bad recently. But you been knowing all the mess well around it.
No, I don't,
bro. Bruh. Man, if you don't be real.
I don't know all the mess. I'm just being real. It's like, it's one thing when I can go into a space and listen to it. And that should just be getting me through my day, bro, if I'm gonna be honest with you. Like,
I feel you.
And half the time, I go into a space and listen to this shit, man. Certain niggas' spaces, like, I just don't like certain niggas' shit. I don't go on that shit, bro. But if it's some shit where I might be working, bro, like, that shit just get me through the day, bro. That's how that shit be. Bro. Like, so, I mean, that, but then again, like Twitter Spaces, like when Twitter Spaces first started, bro, like you had people getting on there trying to connect with shit. That's why I'm saying it's a good and it's a bad to all of that shit, bro. Cause like, you can make that shit the way you want to make it, bro. Like it's just up to you, bro. Like if you, and don't get me wrong, like I try not to be all on I don't go on the Elon side of Twitter, bro, where they in spaces talking about politics and shit. I don't care about politics, bro. So I'm not going to be in tight spaces. I like to go into lighthearted spaces. I go into my sports spaces, bro. And then I kick it with my people that I've actually built a rapport with on Twitter, bro. So
yeah,
that's the way I use Twitter, bro. Like I'm not on Twitter. Like how you said, people should be monetizing them Twitter spaces and shit. Yeah, you got a point, but I look at it like some people actually got real careers and shit, bro. they ain't on Twitter trying to make no money, bro. That shit just be trying to kick shit, shoot shit, man.
Yeah.
And going by their business, bro. So like that's the side of Twitter that I try to stay on. I got a career that I'm doing, man. Don't get me wrong. I do want to do a podcast and shit, bro. But I don't even know how to start that shit, man. I won't even know what to do. So that's why I like listen to podcasts. I listen to a bunch of podcasts and shit. And I look at shit and I listen to how they format their shit. And I just kind of
put take shit.
I take heed and I make mental notes. So like, okay, this is what I want to do. I see it's going to have to be a certain way, but I get it. So I'm getting there with it. But as far as the mess, bro, I ain't really messing no more, bro. You think I'm messy, bro, but...
Nah, you been chilling out on shit. So I say in the past, though, you knew everything in the Twitter streets.
Not everything, bro. I think you give me too much credit, my boy. I ain't even know everything what was going on Twitter, bro.
I'm fucking dead.
I just listened. I used to listen to it and shit.
Yeah.
They just get me through the day. But hey, man, I really don't be knowing. Y'all be knowing more than I do. Shit.
So, hey. Shit.
That's facts, bro.
I hear you. All right, you said something that brought me to this topic. You're talking about sports. So, how do you feel about the Ja Morant situation?
You know, bro, I want to speak on it, bro, but I've learned, bro, like, I don't like to. If I don't got nothing good to say, it's best I not say nothing at all.
What you mean you ain't got nothing good to say?
Bro, I just don't got nothing good to say about Ja Morant, bro. So, like, and I ain't no hating that nigga. I fuck with the game, bro. Like, shot it hard, like, all this shit, bro. But he tripping, bro. Like, and I just leave it like that.
Okay, I feel that. But, so... When it comes to this conversation, you could take it two ways type shit. You can talk about the bad shit he's doing, or you can talk about how they trying to tear him down too. You feel me? Because at this point in time, the strip club even released pictures of him in the strip club of that night that he was showing the pistol on live. You know what I'm saying?
But this is my thing about the shit. Ja Morant is a superstar point guard in the game in the National Basketball Association, bro. You came from nothing, bro. You went to Murray State, my boy. Like, you is the number one, number two overall pick in the draft, bro. Like, you done built your name. You done became something, bro. Like, my thing about this shit. You got his daddy, Usher Morant. Usher Morant is always in every other picture. He doing good.
Did you?
Where your dad at?
Hold on.
What?
Did you call him Usher Morant?
Yeah, Usher Morant. He didn't look like Usher, bro. Usher Morant. Hey, bro, no bullshit, bro. The nigga like Usher, bro. Like, real talk, bro.
Nigga, hey, nigga, you slid that bitch in there, though, right?
Bro, real talk, bro. No jokes, bro. Like, if you look at this nigga T. Morant and you look at Usher, bro, them niggas can be brothers, bro.
Nah, them niggas twins on God.
But yeah, bro, like, shit. I mean, you got his daddy, bro. Like, I mean, shit. His dad always at the game. Niggas trying to goddamn taking picture with everybody, man. Shit. A couple, like, almost a month ago, him and his dad almost got hit with Shannon Sharpe at the Lakers game, bro. Like,
oh, I look at shit like, you gonna get washed.
I'm just saying, bro, like, he tripping, bro. Like, I mean, and it's obvious, it's clear, bro, like, he ain't got nobody that's around him to tell him, bro, like, hey, bro. It's apparent that he got a bunch of yes men around him, and niggas ain't gonna tell him, hey, bro, you tripping, bro. You tripping, bro. I'm not just gonna castrate the nigga and kill him, bro, because he still, what, he 22, 23, like 24.
Yeah.
He got time.
That's what I was going to say, too. You feel me? Because
I see people talking about, look at him and look at Allen Iverson, this, that, and the third. And I kind of look at those points kind of different. But either way, the nigga young, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Luckily, you know what I'm saying? He, in this point in time in the NBA, he has an ability to go, you know what I'm saying, get a call from like a LeBron or get a call from, you know, GOATs trying to tell him like, yo, you know what I'm saying, settle down type shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you some help. You feel me? So I'm not going to say this puts a mar on his career, but like you said, this nigga is doing some dumb shit, and I hope he gets right. You feel me?
But, so, like, it's, you mentioned LeBron, bro, like, and this gets me back to the yes niggas that he got around him, bro. Like, he got time, bro, and I hope the light actually goes off in his head and shit, and it be like, bro, like, these niggas I got around me, bro, like, y'all niggas finna go, bro. And them niggas that's around him, bro, like, if they don't come to some type of, because he's young, he still got time, bro, but when the light go off in that nigga head, and them niggas that's around her right now, and they don't have individual conversations as a group and be like, look, bro, like, hey, man, we gonna be the ones to take all the hits for you, bro. Like you been signed, you rookie, like you gonna make you extension for a $200 million contract, bro. Shit, you got opportunity to make 3-4 mm-hmm. more of them motherfuckers. You got a chance to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Them niggas don't come to an understanding and a recognition about like, shit, if we play this shit right, bro, we can be the next Maverick Carters, we can be the next Rich Paul. You feel me, bro? That's how niggas. I don't think them niggas thinking like that right now. As niggas trying to be out here with these hoes and shit. And don't get me wrong, bro. Like, I get it, bro. Like, okay, cool, bro. Like, niggas young, bro, want to do their thing, bro. I ain't knocking that shit, bro. Like, shit, hey, bro, how you fun, bro? But at some point, the light got to go off, but, like, shit, we going to have to take, like, this nigga's a superstar, bro. Some niggas got to be selfless and be like, okay, bro, like, we finna take the bullets for you, bro. You need to be clean out here, bro. Like, you can't be goddamn, you can't be doing that shit, bro. Like, You a superstar point guard, bro. Like you the face of Memphis, bro. Like real talk, like
facts.
Like you the face of Memphis, period, bro. Memphis, Tennessee, bro. Like you, like niggas not coming to see nobody else but Ja Morant play, bro. Like we gonna keep this shit tall, bro. Like so, bro. Like
mm-hmm.
you damn near like you really like. I ain't gonna put him on Bron status, bro, but you one of the young faces of the league. Him and Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards, my mama taught him
and Tatum.
Seventh grade. Yeah, Tatum, bro, but Jason Tatum about like 24, 20. Jason Tatum around my age, bro, but
yeah,
bro. Like I what I'm saying, man. Like,
but what you saying about Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, my mama taught him when he was in middle school. I went to middle school, bro. Like, junior side, young middle school, bro. Like, no kid. I've been knowing Charlotte, like, I've been knowing bro since, like, I was in the A grade. He was in the C grade. So, I want to say, like, 20, when I was in middle school, like, 2013, 2012, something like that.
Mm.
I've been knowing bro. Like, I've been knowing bro. I've been knowing Cub for a long time. My mama taught him, like, when he was in seventh grade, bro. Like, even back, like, I knew bro was going to lead when I first seen him, like, in the gym, like, shooting. Like, home was dunking when he, like, bro used to be, like, he done got, he, like Ant-Man, like, seven, he about, like, 6'7", 6'8". Should have been dunking since he was probably, like, 5'11". Like, home hit a, he hit a tremendous growth spurt, like, bro. But we used to call that nigga Baby KD because he used to look like Kevin Durant, like, when he was young, bro. So,
yeah.
That nigga, bro, like, shot it hard. He won the, he what, 21 right now, 22? Facing
nah, he gonna right be, so he gonna like, be a legend for sure.
Yeah, bro, so it's like, that's what I'm saying. And with this nigga, Ja Morant, bro, like, bro has, he got chance to be one of the greatest players to ever play the game in basketball, man. And I just don't want to see him throw his shit away, man, just because he trying to do his goddamn, this young nigga shit, bro, like, like nigga, like he little one DTE man. Like, come on, bro. Like, he tripped out, bro. Like, you need to get your
nigga think he ESTG.
Hey, man.
That's crazy. Okay,
but that's,
well,
but this, your, they go.
What you say?
Nah, it just go back to his daddy, man, Usher Morant, bro. Like, you in all these pictures, bro. Like, you taking pictures and shit, man. I'm not trying. Bro, I'm just saying, bro. Like, and niggas looking for him to be the guy and the beacon of light to this nigga. Shit, he just trying to be an entourage. He trying to be a part of the entourage, bro. Like, shit, like. But this shit been going on with this nigga job for. This ain't just happened like this year, bro. Like,
nah, this ain't new.
This has been a building
ongoing up, thing.
Like this is like a nigga been cutting a promo for WrestleMania, bro. Like this shit is like. This shit has been building up with this nigga, bro. So, like, and what's going to happen is, bro, like, from now on, every little minor thing that this nigga get into, that shit going to be magnified. Nigga goddamn, nigga get pulled over for a little speeding ticket. They going to goddamn try to pull up shit from middle school time. But, like, this, like, he done really painted a target on himself, bro. Like, but because this nigga is so transcendent and his nigga, he's a one-on-one talent, bro. Like, shit, like, it's the good and the bad with that shit, man. But,
hell yeah. Well, what's your team? Well, Ryan.
Bro, I like the Atlanta Hawks. I like the Atlanta Hawks, bro. Like, I'm a hometowner, bro. I like my Falcons, man. I like my Hawks. I like my Braves, bro. So, I'm going to stick to my hometown team. But I'm a LeBron James guy. Like, I've been watching LeBron James. Well, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace to the mama, bro, but Kobe better than LeBron. LeBron got this shit, man. Like, greatest of all time, bro. Like, it's not even
number close, one.
Bro. Number one, man. Just passed Kareem in the point, bro. And he's still going. He's still going, bro. Like, niggas in year 21, 38 years old, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, ain't nobody doing this shit like him, bro. Like, so. Hey, man,
you put him over MJ too, right?
I mean, I didn't get to see MJ play, bro, but I watched the Last Dance documentary. I'm not going to say I don't respect the Black Cat, but hey, man, LeBron James is my GOAT, bro.
I see it. Hey, I ain't going to give you no pushback. All right, well. All right, what you think they're gonna do in the playoffs this year? Then, do you think KD coming back?
Wait, KD hurt? He hurt again?
Yeah, that nigga done slip and shoot and warm ups right before the game, and then got a he sprained his ankle, grade 2.
Damn, I didn't know that. Well, I mean.
They say he's going to be out for the rest of the regular season and probably the beginning of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, I don't know, bro. I look at it like this. I haven't really been. I'm just now being able to, like, see some hoops, see some basketball, bro. But, I mean, I know my Hawks not doing shit, bro. But, I mean, I'm just being real, bro. Like, Trae Young, Coach Killer, man. Get that nigga on my team, man. Trey his ass, bro. Trey Young's a coach killer, bro. Like, he's a coach killer, bro.
Whoa. That nigga is the face of y'all franchise, man.
And he can go. Respectfully.
He can go.
Don't give a damn, bro. Like, we trade a nigga. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Bank it. Anthony Edwards, he's going to sign the little extension out there in Minnesota. But when his contract ends, he will be coming back to Atlanta, bro. And he will be he's gonna be the one who carries Atlanta to NBA championship. Mark my words on that.
Like,
Trae Young is just if Trae Young is here, okay, cool. But I don't give a damn about Trae Young. He means nothing to me, bro. Like, he's a selfish ass player, bro. Like, and I listen to like the sports radio here in Atlanta, bro. Like, this is the second coach. It's been two Black coaches that Trae Young got fired, bro. Like, and I know we just hired Quinn Snyder, bro. Like, okay, cool, bro. But yeah, Trae Young, man, he needs to go, bro. And I'm not. This is not a hot take, bro. But I mean, honestly, like, the Hawks really don't have. Like, they traded all the draft capital that they had to get DeJounte Murray. And I like DeJounte Murray, bro, but
I fuck with him too. I just don't think that's the piece y'all needed.
We're an elite wing away from actually being a contender.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
But we don't have, like, but that's the thing, like, niggas say, like, no, nobody want to come, like, superstar don't want to come play in Atlanta. But, like, shit, all these niggas got houses here in Atlanta. Niggas got bitches on bitches here in Atlanta. We got 30 side hoes here, man. Baby mamas here and shit. But they don't want to come play sports here, bro, which is crazy. Man. So, but.
That's because y'all, I don't know what it is about y'all, but, like, y'all franchise. And. Like, it's Atlanta. You feel me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Nigga, we gotta stop having these issues. That's my fault, though.
Yeah, I already know what that happened.
I think my internet disconnected, but it's all good. We good now. But, damn. I was saying, basically, I don't understand why Atlanta isn't a franchise. Like, nigga, how did Charlotte and fucking Memphis get more talent than y'all?
I don't know, bro. We just losers, bro. Like, that's all I can say, bro. We losers, bro. From the Falcons, man. And I'm a loyal. I'm loyal to my team, bro. Like, only thing we got going is the Braves, bro. But the Braves from the early 2000s, late 90s and shit, bro. They should have won more World Series titles than they did, man. So you just losers, bro. Like, you don't do nothing right, bro. Like, the Falcons, man. Don't get me started on them suck ass niggas, bro. Like, I cheer for them niggas every damn year, man. They disappoint me, bro. But hey, I'm usually disappointed, bro. Like, so man, that's why I'm just. Oh no, man, we just suck. Only thing I got going is my Georgia Bulldog, man. We won back-to-back national titles, man. That's the only thing I can hang my hat on, man. But I love college football, so I love that shit more than anything. So,
hey, boy, man, that's your shit.
Anything other than Falcons, we fucking suck, man. Hope we get Lamar, man. But yeah, this Hawks, they suck. And Trey Young, man. Get that nigga out of this team, man. Hey. I trade him, man, and get some picks and some shit, bro, and go from there, bro. Like, that's all I can say, bro.
I feel that, for sure. There's another topic I wanted to get into with you. Let me see. Let me look at my shit. Two topics. This is one you brought up. You said, this is a little confusing how you brought it up. You said the right man can bring peace into his woman's life. What do you mean by that?
Meaning the right man. What I mean by that is, shit, you know how women, they like to say a lot. Oh, they get complaining about, like, why am I dealing with this man? I'm doing everything. I work a job. I'm trying to start a job. I'm trying to start a business or whatnot. And I'm supposed to come on, cook clean, fuck this man, do this, that, and third. But the right man is going to bring peace into your life, whether if you working, bro. Like, if you're a woman that's like, first of all, let's just start here, bro. Like, a woman that's a working class woman, that's whether it be a lawyer, doctor, lawyer, school teacher, bro, like dentist or anything, that's take time. That's gonna take her time right there. Try to add on that woman if she's a mother, if she got one, two kids, try to come home, take care of her children. Do what they gotta do. She has to do as a mother. Do this, bro. then have to try to do work at the house. Then you put on top of that shit, she's a single mom at that.
Mm.
No man in the picture. So what I mean by that is the right man brings a woman peace. Meaning, as a man, a woman is going to realize her, whether regardless of what her situation is, the right man, once that man has come in and he's made some type of, established some type of dominance and an order of doing things, that woman isn't going to have any problems acknowledging who the head of the table is. So that's why I say the right man brings a woman peace, because women, yeah, I just seen your text, bro. Women just, let me get back on top. Yeah, bro, like the right man is gonna bring a woman peace, bro. Like whether the woman is a working class woman or a woman that's working or as a quote unquote housewife. And I only hear that shit on Twitter, bro. Like, bro, most women out here, they not trying to be housewives, bro. Like, they might say that shit, bro, but bro, women trying to work, bro. Like, and I don't want no woman that just wants to sit at the house, bro, not do anything, bro. Like, cause I'm looking at this shit like, bro, okay, cool. Like, I get that, but I mean,
you want a woman with some hustle to her.
I mean, yeah, man, but at the same time, bro, like, I'm not gonna expect you to, if you're working, I'm not expecting you to come home, cook, clean, do all that shit, bro. When I know that if you're a doctor, you working late night hours and shit, bro. Like, I know that you're gonna be, I know that what your schedule is. So as a man, I would be dumb as hell to expect you to come home to have to do all that shit, bro. Like when I know that you're gonna be tired as fuck. Like that's my, even though I'm working as well. Like I work late nights and shit, but I mean, that's why I feel like a good balance of shit. Things can be met in the middle, bro. And people like that, it's particularly on Twitter, bro. Like it's the land of extremes on both sides. It's either it's all men are useless, all men just want women to do this, that, the third, and all women are nothing. They just leech and leech and leech. It's never no balance on shit, bro. So that's why I say the right man will bring a woman peace, bro. Like shit, if you're a woman that's going, whatever you choose to do in your life, bro, and you got a man that is going accept that shit, accept you flaws and all, and then this understanding, that man gonna bring peace into your life, bro. So, I mean, it's simple as that, right? So, but,
I think she's saying for sure, most definitely. How you feel about the Twitter about relationships? Because I feel like it's a repetitive shit that's been going. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same conversation consistently. And it, you know what I'm saying? You like, how you feel about it?
Shit, stupid, bro. Like, cause I've never been in a relationship, never had a girlfriend, bro. But I've seen through my parents what a 30-year marriage takes, bro. Like, that shit is not easy, bro. Like, people don't know how to sacrifice shit, bro. Like, and and I get it, bro. Like, I don't like to judge people, man, but people say certain shit on the internet, man, and I just see, like, it just lets me know where your head is at, and it just shows me that you've never seen something built with a solid foundation ever last in your life. Some of the shit that people be saying on Twitter, bro, it just, it don't even baffle me at this point. It just shows, like, damn, like, I mean, I thank the good Lord every day, like, that I know what a solid foundation looks like. And that's why I haven't never really gotten a relationship, bro, because I know what I want. I know I got probably, like, one good marriage in me, man, and that shit don't work, man. We have some children. I'm going to do my part as a man that created these children with this woman, man, and I'm going to do my part as a father, bro. If the shit don't work out, like, you go your way, I'm going to go my way, but we're gonna take care of our children, because that's just how I'm cut. But
I feel that. So that leads me to this question. Do you feel like in a long-term relationship, like, let's say, like, 20 years, y'all been married type shit, and somebody cheats in that relationship, is that a deal breaker to you? Now, speak on that from the man perspective, and speak on that from a woman's perspective, you feel me? I know you can't speak too much on a woman's perspective, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, if your woman cheat on you in a 30-year relationship, 20-year relationship, one time, is that a deal breaker for you?
It depends, bro, because I know if she cheat on me, it's because I probably did the shit. I probably caused that shit. So, I mean, 30 years in, we got too much going on. We got assets tied up. We got children, I'm pretty sure. We got all that shit going on. And I know you just ain't willing to just step out on me just because. Like, I know I probably was the reason, like, I did some shit that caused you to do that shit. So now, I better not find out about the shit. Like, if I find out, I'm just being real. If I find out, then the shit over with. But, I mean, that's just how I look at the shit. Like, I mean, now, hey, if the shit never is brought to light, then okay, cool. I'm not stupid. I'm pretty sure, like, if we done been through some shit, man, and we still here, like, ain't nobody perfect, bro. Nobody's relationships are perfect, bro. Like, people go through shit. If you crazy as hell, you think Uncle Ernie and Auntie Barbara, they were married since 1961. Yeah, and you and they been married down there almost 60, 70 years, man. You crazy as hell to think they ain't had their own problems. Uncle Ernie got them. Definitely was stepping out on Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara got down. We definitely got down doing her bullshit too. So, guess what? They still had about like 4 or 5 kids. The kids got down successful, man. And all the kids love them, bro. Like, black people, man. Motherfuckers nowadays, bro. Like, that's why I say the internet shit fake, bro. Because, like, bitches get on there and they talk about, oh, they leaving the nigga. Man, you not leaving this nigga. Like, this nigga using your car. You got all your credit card. You got your debit card. You got your credit card. You got your car. Shit. You on your Twitter phone while you at work. Goddamn. Vending, typing away. Talking about niggas ain't shit. No, bitch. The nigga that you letting fuck you ain't shit. And you need to leave that man. But you not gonna leave that man because you love him. So you need to accept that nigga for his father and all and be like, hey, just tweet out, like, I'm a dumbass bitch for this nigga. I ain't gonna never leave this man. Real talk, bro, like, because that's what it is. Like, and I see that shit, man. But, I mean, I get it, love. Like, you love this nigga, and you want this nigga to do right. But he ain't gonna do right. Because that nigga probably done told you, like, this is what it is. And you accepted that shit, knowing you did it. You really didn't want that shit. But, hey, what can you do? Mm. What do you do in those situations, bro? That's the question I'm like, what do you do? Like, but it's hard, man. Like, shit, you just can't. It's hard as hell, bro. People goddamn want what they want, man. Like, and that's what gets me to that point where, again, I see it's the lance of extremes on Twitter, bro. You got niggas that cry and complain about why a certain type of woman, why they can't get a certain type of woman. It's bro, like, you just not him, bro. Like, this woman got them, this girl want a certain type of nigga, bro. And you just not him, bro. And that's okay, King. It's a queen out here for you, bro. Like, you just need to, you need to find that queen and you need to grow and y'all start a solid foundation, bro. Leave that hoe alone, man. Shawty goddamn has a type and you just not that type, bro. And but that's where a lot of black men be fucking up at, bro. Like, and I get it, bro. Like, it's hard to tell a motherfucker not to want what they want on both sides of the fence. But at some point, go ahead.
I will also add into the fact some of these women's standards be high as a bitch and they be low as hell.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, Black King. It's easier for a woman to be poor as fuck and fine as hell and get them a nigga with some money than it. But I ain't gonna say that either. But it's see, it be niggas that don't have charisma, bro. A nigga can be poor as fuck, bro, but if you, it's, this shit comes down to charisma, bro. Like, if you as a man got some type of charisma, bro, and learn and know how to talk to a woman, bro, like...
And you have some motion.
Bro, like, yeah, well, take the motion out of it. We just talking about, I'm talking about poor ass niggas that sleep on their partner couch, goddamn. Shit. Ain't got but, like, two pair of pants to their name, bro, but can talk goddamn like a motherfucker. Them niggas be getting all the hoes, bro. Like, and shit, and the whole time, a bitch will fall in love with that nigga and take that nigga in, buy the nigga clothes and shit, take care of that nigga, and shit done worked out for him. Like, but that's how that shit go, bro. Like, women are house a nigga, man, give a nigga the car, all that shit. Just cause that nigga know how to talk, he probably gonna fuck the shit out of her, bro.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm not gonna talk about your thoughts on how you would want a relationship, cause we had that talk in Twitter Spaces and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll say that for another day. So, I'm going to ask you, what do you feel like the black community needs more of? Or what do we need? Period. Hello?
Yeah, I'm thinking. That's a good question, bro.
Because I know we talk about, I know in Twitter Spaces and shit, we talk about infrastructure. We talk about niggas going to college and shit like that. But we also, me and you and others, talk about trades and getting your CDL license and business acumen and things of that nature. So, like, what do you think the black community needs in this day and time? What's your viewpoint?
As far as, like, just interpersonal relationship between men and women or just individual, like, what do we
both mean? Go into both.
Well, I mean, bro, like, it's hard to say on the interpersonal relationship side with men and women because, I mean, motherfuckers are together, bro. Like, they just, I mean, It's a different day and time that we living in, bro. I was talking to my dad about this shit about, like, probably 2-3 weeks ago. Shit is different, bro, when we had our parents that were born in probably, like, the late 60s, the early 70s and shit. They grew up and matriculated and shit, bro. Like, this shit different, bro. Like, you got motherfuckers, they ain't looking to get married, bro. Like, they looking to just, goddamn, you got women out here. Yeah, but it's just you got women out here with the mindset of being like, shit, they'd rather just have a nigga baby man and just goddamn be single, bro, and just move like that, bro. Like, That shit just not what it is, bro. Like, I mean, and I get it, bro. Like, if you ain't seen that shit in your life, how can you want to do that shit, bro? But at some point, you should want to break the cycle of fuck shit for your own sake, man. But, I mean, it's easier said than done when you have motherfuckers that have only seen shit one way. It's kind of hard to make them try to come around to something different, bro. So, I feel like if motherfuckers say marriage ain't the answer, I mean, yeah, a marriage is not easy, bro. But, again, it go back to, let's call this shit what it is. Women a lot of time, they be knowing when they in a situation with a nigga, bro. They just know this dude is not right for them. But whatever it is that's drawing them to that particular man, they're willing to accept that shit with that man because that's just what they want. Like, and it is what it is. And whether a woman could know, like, they want a good man, like a man that's gonna respect them, take care of them, all that shit. But if you ain't what she attracted to, bro, you just not what she attracted to, man. And that's where a lot of this shit is fucking up at, bro. Like, I mean, I get it, man. You don't want to fuck with nobody that you don't like for real, bro. But at the same time, it's women out here that constantly put up with a niggas nothing ass. Niggas don't do nothing. Like, you got niggas out here that don't do anything for a bro, and they getting everything out of that woman. That's the shit I don't be fucking with. But, hey, who am I to judge, bro? Like, shit, you obviously got damn, you got your playbook set, cuz. Shit, run that shit, coach. Shit, hey, man, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it just, again, all this shit go back to women, bro, because women have a vagina, bro. Like, they can really make a nigga do anything, bro. Like, real talk, but you got women out here that willingly accept that shit, bro, and they don't want to change. They just want this man to. They just think you putting this pussy in this nigga face and doing all this shit is gonna make that man want to do right by you. It don't work like that, man. But it just don't, bro. But I mean, you got women out here that think it do work like that, so. What do you do? Like, that what you need to name the title of this pod. What do you do? Like, because, I mean, what do you do in these situations? I don't know, man. It's easier said than done. Like, I believe, like, people need to be completely honest about what they want, bro, because. And again, like, it would be easier if women would just, it's so easy to say women should just pick better men and shit, bro. And don't get me wrong, like, I ain't gonna say it's just all women just choosing wrong. I believe it is a lot of niggas out here that ain't being truthful and upfront trying to sell a woman a bill of goods. A dream, bro, knowing that they don't want that shit. And that's why I be following these niggas, bro. Like, that's your fault, bro. You know you just want to fuck the girl. And 9 out of 10, bro, Shy was going to give you the pussy, bro. If you were just being honest, bro, and told her, look, Shy, like, I don't want none serious out of this shit, bro. This is what it is. And you just, it's either you going to accept this shit or you not.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
All right. Well, tell me about.
That's tough, but that's a good ass question though.
Thank you. All right, then tell me about the individual.
Individual stage of shit. I mean, that's tough too. Shit, either you gonna, if we talking about black men, bro, like.
Oh, that leads me to another good ass question. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
Black men, I mean, bro, like, I would like, I see this thing, what the line of work we do, bro. Niggas be saying, oh, bro, I want to get my CDL, bro. What's going on, bro? I'm like, bro, you really don't want your CDL, bro. You need to try to find you something that you really want to do, bro. Like,
facts.
Driving a truck or a bus ain't for everybody, bro. It's so much shit that goes into that shit, bro. Like, can't smoke weed, bro. Like, you can't do none of that shit, bro. Like, you got to be focused, bro. Like,
you can't speed. Like, niggas really don't understand, like, when it comes to getting the CDL, nigga, you are held to a federal standard, nigga. If you get caught in your personal vehicle, not just in a tractor trailer, a bus, anything like that, you get caught in your personal vehicle and you going over 15 miles per hour, that is reckless driving and a speeding ticket. You are going to get your CDL suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you will be out of work for 30 to 60 days for the first citation. That's just the first one.
You got like 3 strikes, bro. Like, I think it's right. I think it's 3. It might just be 2, honestly.
I think it's 2. Cause once you get to the third one, nigga, that's your license forever.
Man.
And then if you do, even if you do only get 1, maybe 2 strikes, right? Nigga, tell me what job gonna want to pick you up if you got a strike on you. I'm not talking about a record, anything like that. Driving record. What job that requires you to have a CDL is gonna pick you up and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We see your pass, this, that, and the third. You know, we still gonna hire you, shit like that. Nah, nigga, it don't work like that. You a professional driver now. You feel me?
No, yeah, them folks not playing with you, bro, like they don't play them. They not playing a radio with niggas, bro. Like, but niggas be thinking like, oh, this is the game. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. Like, all right, bro. Like, you do what you wanna do, bro. Like, people gonna just look at you and.
Nigga, wake your ass up.
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I'm just thinking about that shit, man. That's hard, bro. I'm up, bro. That shit. I just had to take a pause, my boy. I'm kind of inebriated, man. I've had a long weekend, man. It's been a long weekend.
So I ain't gonna keep for too much long. I got one more question for you, though.
Okay.
All right. Do you feel like you supported by black women? Do you feel, not just that, do you feel like black women are supporting black men in this day and time?
Absolutely, bro. Well, I know I'm supported by the black women in my life, bro. But
me as well.
Again, bro, these niggas be losers, bro. They be jabronis, bro. Like, and these niggas, bro, a lot of the niggas that say that they don't get support by black women,
they hold tight in their lane.
Nah, I ain't going to say that because they probably is, bro, but they probably had women in their life. They just was dumb as hell, man, and they just pushed that shit away. So that's their fault if they couldn't, if they done burnt their bridges, bro. Like,
oh, speak on that.
These passport bro-ass niggas, bro, like, them niggas are losers, bro. Like, if you got to leave stateside, go get you some coochie, bro. Like, come on, man. It's you, bro.
You the problem, on God.
You the problem, bro. Like it's bro. Like if, first of all, bro, if your personality is just a little decent, bro. It's decent enough. You can get a woman. You can get a woman that is not ugly in this country, bro. Like,
I mean, nigga, you shouldn't have to leave the country to go get some pussy. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Nah, you shouldn't, bro. Like that's just what it is, bro. Like. But people look at it as if, oh, you going over there to find a woman that's submissive and shit, bro. Like, them be third world ass countries, bro. Like, they be using hand sanitizer for water that they drink, bro. Like, come on, man.
I ain't know that one. I ain't know they were doing that.
Well, I'm just, I just was kind of being exact. I was just, I'm just exaggerating a little bit, bro. But real talk, bro, like real talk. They using dirty socks as water to drink, bro. Like it's fucked up over there, bro. Like real talk.
I didn't know they were doing that either, but I got you.
If you go there with some money, bro, of course, bro, like that woman gonna goddamn flock to you. But shit, you bring her back stateside and she really see how much of a jabroni you are, and she see her real options. Your best bet is to marry that woman over there and try to create a family, because you bring her back stateside, shit, she leaving your ass too, just like these women that's already stateside. So, hey, man. Fellas need to get, black men need to get their black men that's crying about it's not women out there that support them, bro. You need to do some real soul searching, bro, and some deep evaluation on why it is I continue to get the same results, bro. Because it's not these women, bro. It's you, bro. Like, real talk, bro. Women just like, yeah, we catch a lot of shit from women, bro. But most women, bro, like, it's not hard to fuck with women, bro. Like, niggas make that shit hard, bro.
And like you said, these niggas don't have any kind of charisma. Like, when you look at these passport bros, it'd be a bunch, like you said, a bunch of lame-ass jabronis. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking that shit too, on God. But it'd be a bunch of lame niggas, you feel me, that don't look like they ever touched a piece of pussy a day in their life, and they in their 30s or they in their late 20s and shit like that, you feel me? And, like, you can, like, peep out, like, even through their videos, like, that bitch don't even, she don't even want you for real. She know you got money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
We aren't poor, these are not broke ass black men. These are black men that have bust their ass off to get some money, bro. It's just they were not used to the way trying to get women, bro, back in their early years, bro. So of course they go get money, bro. Money does not unlame you or uncorny you, bro. Like,
it's not at all.
It really only amplifies the corniness in you, bro. Like, if we gonna be real.
All right, well, round it. Thank you for coming on for show. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate you for coming on. You want to shout out your social?
Yeah, one Stephen McClarty. That is one StevenMccLardy. That's all I got is Twitter. Don't have Instagram. I need Elon to give me my old page back, though, because my old page was turned, man. But yeah, man, one Stephen McClarty, man. So you need to get that boy AK on here, because I want to debate with him, bro. I feel like we'll have a full debate, bro. Like, real talk. Like,
nigga, I just got off the phone with his ass right before we started this bit. And I was telling him, I was like, I'm going to get you on the podcast. And I told him that I know you two going to have to debate on the podcast one day. And he said, oh, Lord. You know how that nigga get, on God. But I'm going to get y'all on for sure.
For sure, for sure.
Hell yeah. Maybe. Nigga, shout out your business too, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Transportation, man. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. We're in Fayetteville, Georgia now, but yeah, Assured Transportation. It's at Assured, Assured Transport, TRANSPO2. That's on Twitter. And Assured Transport on Instagram. So, yeah, get at
that. Yeah. I'm going to get those links for you. I'm going to put it in the description too. You feel me? Thank you again for coming on the Level 32 podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my niggas on here that's listening. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Send this to your people if y'all want something to listen to while you're at work or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But thank y'all. Thank you, Well-Rounded.
Yes, sir. My brother, anytime.
All right, for sure. I'm going to get y'all on there. Oh, God. That shit going to be crazy. All right.
All right, baby.